Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, citizens from around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite on the USA Radio Network. Almost missed my mark. Okay.
What's up?
Well, something that has come to my attention I was not very happy with.
What?
Well, it involves Alex Jones, so I'm kind of like, well...
Now, you watch him more than I do.
I don't really watch him much at all. No.
He sure is. Seems to be a lightning rod, you know.
Oh, yeah, he is. Well, here's the deal. Well, I'll tell you, that Dad's the one that watched him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Dad liked Alex Jones, Prison Planet and all that. And I'm just like, okay, Dad, that's nice. I just kind of leave it out there.
I just want to know why he's so controversial.
Well, he's a conspiracy theorist, for one, and he is done very well at doing it.
Okay.
You know, you got people out there that could scare the bejeebers out of you, like the media, but, you know, does Jim Acosta make $1 million a year?
Yeah.
Maybe $2 million a year?
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
Yeah? Yeah, does but he? Kenny. But
does I don't know.
But does he own it? You know, if CNN said, Acosta, you're out, boom, he's penniless, right?
Right.
And somebody else go, well, you know, we're not going to pay you that $2 million a year like CNN was. You come over here to bugtussle.com, so you ain't going to get maybe $500,000.
I don't know.
How bad you needed a job, Jim? You know, that kind of thing.
We'll have to check and see how much he makes.
You know, we'll move on from him. But anyway, here's the deal. For some time now, you know, Alex Jones is on the internet. He's got YouTube. I mean, the guy is great at media. He is just manipulates it amazingly. And most of his stuff is subscription-based. So if you want to go into InfoWars and some of these higher-end things that you want, you've got to pay a subscription. Well, for the longest time, and I think I got in, December 2012, I got my first Roku. And I'm looking at all the apps and everything, and there's InfoWars.com. So he's been up there for quite a while. Well, he has his own app, and it's been there. And then a second app showed up. So you got to go through Roku, they've got to approve it, and then they put it in the marketplace. Then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. And all these people come out protesting Roku. How dare you put an app up of Alex Jones? Guys, he's been up since 2012. Did you miss a memo?
Right.
And then they come out over at Roku and they say, well, you know, it's not our duty to censor the
system. Yeah, it's really tough because, I mean, we're looking at it. We've got a country that, you know, freedom of speech is in the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody should be allowed to get up there and give their point of view. We may not like their point of view,
yeah.
But I guess did these, you know, people not hear that whole sticks and stones may break my bones?
There's a lot of things.
But words
days.
Will never hurt me.
Yeah.
It's just I don't.
People, what can I tell you?
I'm sorry, but I'm just like,
I know,
blown away about this whole issue of,
well, it gets better,
of political correctness. I mean, the sensitivity.
I know. I'm with you, brother.
Why cannot we have freedom of speech anymore?
Why can't we have the freedom of leave me the hell alone too while we're at it?
Because
I'm pretty much in that. You have all these different parties, Republican, Democrat, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm now in a new party. It's called the Get Off My Damn Lawn Party. I have now ascended to that rank.
If you don't like something, change the channel. Don't download the app.
Yes,
throw away
Turn
that
it
newspaper.
Off. Read a book.
Go somewhere else. Sure.
So anyway, he's been in a battle with Sandy Hook because he claimed at one time that the kids weren't really murdered and all this. And so these surviving family parents of the kids that passed, they've been going and getting lawsuits and suing him and everything. Well,
right.
Roku comes out and says, and I think was very correct, you know, this is the platform. There's room for everybody on the platform. We don't censor the platform, da, da, da. The only thing that really they have gotten into a problem with on the platform is basically copyright infringement.
Uh-huh.
Somebody comes in, puts in an app of stuff, and just like YouTube or anybody else, they'll send a takedown notice. Boom, out goes the app.
Sure.
And that's perfectly normal, perfectly. But now it turns out not more than that day they said it, all of a sudden there's this hashtag, boycott Roku, and all hell starts breaking loose. And in less than 24 hours, Roku turns tail and goes, screw it, we took him down.
You know, I am not a guy that listens to Alex Jones. I just don't.
I don't either.
But should Roku leave that app up, I'm all for him leaving the app.
Well,
I'm all for Roku, you know, having the backbone to
and here's my problem with this whole deal.
App on there.
First off, the app that's been there since 2012 is Jones's. That is his official app. And then this other one that came in that started the whole brouhaha, that was a fan-based app. And
right.
How the hell Roku could not see that this is not Jones' people, they should have automatically killed it. Or Jones could also come and say, hey, that's copyright infringement. I didn't give them permission. Knock them out.
Sure.
And that'd be done. But this is what makes me mad about the whole situation. Again, Jones is a pay-for subscription deal. Nobody's watching his stuff unless you whip out a credit card, go to his website, and sign up to watch his stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to watch that, then obviously that's not what you're going to do.
Sure.
But if you look at Roku's platforms, you have other things out there. You've got what used to be CRTV, which was Levin TV.
Uh-huh.
And now they've merged with The Blaze, which is Glenn Beck's baby.
Okay.
And I think Glenn Beck's The Blaze's subscription, and so was Levin. But then you've got Fox. You've also got OAN, One America News,
yep.
Which I think is a subscription. And there's all these countless ones that are also conservative. And CNN's out there. You got to be subscribed to Dish or your cable or whatever. But the point of the matter is, if they take Alex Jones down for something like this, which is a paid-for subscription, who's next? Can they go after Blaze? Can they go after OAN? Can they go after all these other people because they don't like the speech or they want to, you know, boycott OAN, boycott the Blaze, and all
you know,
this other crap?
But see, okay, this bothers me again. Why is our Congress not getting into this and looking at this more? Now, granted, I know we've got such a divided Congress right now. And no, it's not President Trump's fault. It is because we are in a you have a left and a right, and now that the right has been able to gain more power, you know, conservatives, however you want to call it, but it's just creating such controversy out there. People are just freaking out over it.
There's
over the top.
Plenty of places to blame. I blame social media, number one, for all of this. because everything was fine until Zuckerberg came along and went, "Ooh, man, I want to show you these chicks," and then did that. And then on while we're going on that deal, we've got all of the stuff. You remember we were on MySpace. Remember Tom from MySpace, little guy that ran everything? Somebody had a great little meme of Tom up on Facebook. Uh-huh. Says, "Remember the days of MySpace and Tom was our friend and Tom didn't sell out our data and didn't try to screw us over with the Russians and everything. Yeah. Be like Tom." And this is the whole point. It's like all of this crap. I was talking to Charlie Jones. We did the show Wednesday night and I'm having to go troll through and find all the stuff for show prep. And let me tell you, man, I'm getting depressed. I hate looking now. Because I got Yahoo, that's my mail piece for my private mail, uh-huh. And when I click out of it, there's HuffPost, all this other crap, anti this, anti that, and then of course, not to be outdone, Gillette shows up.
Oh boy, yeah. There we go.
And I'm just like, what the hell, people? What the hell? So I don't want to look at this Facebook. I don't want to look at news. I don't want to. And it's sad because I used to be a news junkie. I liked it. Now I got rid of the Sunday shows because it was killing my blood pressure years ago. But it's just so much crap now.
Right.
It's ugh.
You know, I liked the debate that was on Facebook. I actually liked seeing the, you know, if you want to call it fake news or whatever this was, because I'd sit there and filter it.
I missed the grammar Nazis.
But now there's so much filtering on there that it's like, yeah. I've got a very sanitized Facebook page and I didn't change anything on mine. Yeah. You know, everybody says, "Oh, you got to change it. You got to put this up. You got to do, you know, take this setting down, do this and that."
I've noticed a lot of things that are missing. I don't see Occupy Democrats as much. I don't see, there was this one that used to drive me nuts, was running about this time last year. And I think it was from Now This or one of these other little upshots. And basically it was, you know, them versus America. Mm-hmm. And they would show a Japanese lunch line at a school about how wonderful it is, everything. This is what it is in America. And,
see,
and share this if you think America should be like this. And I hated that damn thing.
And I find this to be so, again, wrong, people. I find it to be wrong that they're isolating us all.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, I don't see the other side anymore, especially now that they've fixed Facebook. I see a lot less controversial things that used to bother me. And, yeah. You know, I might chime in on them. I don't chime in on them anymore because they never pop up anymore.
And then they turn around and they send you all these ads. And then I come to find out, wow, you guys must not look at your ads because there's fake ads out there.
Uh-huh.
Case in point, my Cosmo Communicator. Because that's how I found out about it. There was a company called Stoic. And they were running ads all up and down Facebook. And then you notice the same ad for the Cosmo Communicator mm-hmm. is now running in different ads with different names and all this other stuff. And I paid a exorbitant amount of money to a point on the Cosmo. Okay. I don't want to get out into exact dollars. But they had their Cosmo for $69.95.
Yeah.
Then something should have told you right there because it was regularly $299. Hey, we're selling it for $69. Something not right. Well, I got suckered into it and then found out that, oh, that's not the people. But over here was the people, and I got the right Cosmo. But you can't even check your ads and find out that they're fake and people are stealing your credit cards? Gee, Facebook.
Yeah.
Have you gotten that sloppy?
Hmm. No, I'll tell you. But all I can just do is repeat. I'm very disappointed now with the lack of controversy. I do. I am enjoying one thing, and that is I do see more humorous stuff that pops up.
Yeah, I get a little more humorous stuff.
So I do watch that, but I'm kind of leaning away. I mean, since I can't get what I want out of Facebook, I'm not going. You know, I'm not trying to say you guys do whatever you want. I'm just saying I'm not using it as much.
Yeah, and social media to me has just been nothing but crap ever since we started this whole deal, and it was so great, cat memes, sunshine, and bunnies, and then all of a sudden it's like, my Lord, what is going on? It's like people are weaponized, and you got people you never heard of before, and then the Gillette ad. Oh, gosh. If I hear white privilege one more time, I'm going to punch someone in the Both. I have people say to me, well, you need to check your white privilege. No, darling, I need to check my Ukrainian. That's the difference. I identify as Ukrainian, not white. And you have a problem with that. That's your own lookout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, it just drives me nuts with all this stuff. But yes, the Gillette ad. Let's talk about the Gillette ad. What were they thinking?
We can't talk about it now.
We'll talk about it when we come back and say, what were they thinking? All right, we'll be right back. If you get a chance. Okay. Big William Cyberland here with you. So we were talking about the whole deal with Alex Jones on that end of the spectrum of social media. And then, of course, you know, here it is, January of 2019. I don't think we've gotten, what, 2 weeks? Three weeks.
No.
Three weeks into the new year. And, of course, you knew something stupid had to go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, there it was, the Gillette ad.
The Gillette ad.
Boom. There it was. And I sat there and I watched this. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, what the hell are they smoking in the group that does the ad campaign? You know, the whole point of having an ad is to sell a product.
I saw the ad, right? And to me, I'm sitting there looking at it going, I'm thinking,
I had to watch it a couple times to let it sink in.
It's like, if you're a man, you should be ashamed.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I drew out of it. I'm just sitting there going, and I know what they were going for, but it's like, if you're a man, you're guilty. And that's kind of where I saw it. And I just didn't like watching the thing and thinking, you know, that's what they're trying to push.
You know, I mean, I think men need to just grow their beards like Amish and just say, oh, yeah? Well, here you go.
Well, you know, if that's what's weird, too. It's like, okay, if you're masculine, and what are they doing? Trying to make everybody shave? I guess.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was to shave your toxic masculinity. I didn't know toxic masculinity could be shaved.
Yeah, I guess.
Do I have it under my armpits? Do I have it on my face? Is it like my crotch? I don't know. I mean, is there like Wikipedia? Can I look this up and see where it is on my body?
Or? I just didn't get what they were trying to push out of it. You know, it's all a politically correct. I don't even know if that's the right term for it. It really seemed
somebody on crack is what my term
it seemed
it.
Accusatorial to me. Now, what did you think?
Well, first off, if you got somebody that comes to you like that and accuses you of such a thing, do you want to go and buy their product? I mean, that's the whole point of having an ad.
And I'm a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. And it's just
I've seen your dossier.
It's just the way the commercial went. I'm just sitting there going, gee, if you're a man, you're not doing the right thing.
Here's a couple of things that I know. It's owned by Procter & Gamble, mm-hmm. which has a wide array of different products from Tide on down. And they also have women's razor, which is called Venus. And I got to do a little research because one I wanted to make sure was right and Venus went under somebody else. Have you seen Venus ads?
Generally
scantily clad women in bikinis.
Really? Okay.
You know, shaving up close. One of the most popular ones right now is this woman who walks out of the sea and she's wearing a French cut swimsuit and it looks like James Bond, you know. She's coming out and zipping and walking across, and all of a sudden she joins a beach party in a white bikini. Meanwhile, they're talking about how great the razor is and going up and down her legs and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's not sexist? I mean, you know, if you're so concerned about this, screw putting a woman in the ass, just show me the razor. You know, maybe make it go up a mannequin or, you know, work on a bar of soap and go, buy this.
Uh-huh.
You know? And then I'm thinking, okay, so now what are we going to do with this? Are we now going to go to beer commercials? And go, you know what? Not only should you drink responsibly, but when you're drunk, you're an ass in front of women. And here's why you should drink responsibly. I mean, you want to take it to the car? Well, you know that car is kind of the extension of your manhood. So you shouldn't be driving a BMW. You should drive this Kia Soul instead. You know, where does it end?
I don't know. I'm telling you, is there such a thing as toxic femininity?
Yes. And I have examples.
Okay.
I can't bring them out right now, but I can definitely call them. Let me grab the TARDIS. I'll pick up three and bring them forward.
Yeah. It's very tough to talk about this particular topic because you're sitting there just shaking your head the whole time that I was watching it anyway. I'm just kind of like going, gosh, I just can't believe that the way they treat men in this particular thing.
I have a friend of mine. He's all the alpha male and things. He was great, everything. And he was talking about how great the ad was. I just had to unfriend him. It was all right, we'll be back in a minute.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.